Taking it back.
Oh, you fuck.
Trying to holler at you, shorty.
Is that East Atlanta Sam? Is this the real A-Cash 2 podcast?
Yes, yes, it is. We back.
How y'all doing out there?
Yeah.
Gucci.
Yeah, we back, real AKA 2 podcast. What up? How y'all been? I have no idea what episode number this is.
I have no idea neither. I've lost count totally.
I know, but I get to get in production and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Shit, we ain't recorded in a while.
I know. It's been a minute. Don't know what's in the air right now.
I know. We just going to wing this one, y'all. Anyway, I am your host. It's MUFF.
And this is T.Y.
What's up, man? We back to podcast. Not shit been going on, but we ain't been keeping up with it for real, but we going to wing it, though.
Yeah, biggest thing, coronavirus going on right now.
Yeah, we going in 2021, the numbers spiking up and shit.
Yeah, second surge and the wave is getting thick. They starting to shut back down again.
I know. I feel like we all going to be shut down for real. Yeah. Like, can't nobody go nowhere.
I knew this was going to happen like this because the first wave come through and they didn't know how to handle it. And they did something I think was very stupid. Let the economy back open, because just alone, I think this week 2,500 people done died in the United States so far. Mm. Another 272 today.
Oof, Jesus.
Yeah, it's rough.
How could they want to keep the money going?
Yeah, and they trying to get these kids, I guess, kill them too, because they won't let them out of school and they just passing it around in there.
I know.
This is a time in history where I thought I'd never seen nothing like this.
I know, and the way we reacted to it wasn't the best.
It's come from the leadership, the great president of the United States.
Which, I mean, I get them wanting to trying to keep everything normal, but this ain't normal. So you got to do things a bit different.
Yeah, and they come up with a vaccine quicker than they can come up with a vaccine for AIDS and something to cure cancer and all that. Man,
did you hear they saying that? I guess the possibility of them giving you the new stimulus check is you have to take the vaccine.
I'm gonna be a broke stimulus.
No, I said I don't want it, DMIG.
I ain't taking no flu vaccines. I ain't taking none of that shit they passing out. They can miss me with it.
Then they was talking about they gonna have Barack Obama, I think Bill Clinton, or somebody else to take it on camera. I guess they're supposed to make us feel better.
Yeah, they could be putting anything in that shit.
Not only that. How we know you giving us the same thing you giving them?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And I'll tell you, what you giving this?
Yeah, that just ain't, this is going to be another big thing.
Yeah.
And people are already talking about, no, they're not taking it.
Yeah. Yeah. These nuts. That's what y'all can have.
Big time.
And you know what? Then they just know how bad the country is and we don't even trust them to give us some medicine.
Yeah, that's scary. And we living in a day and a time of that. That's a big no-no.
Yeah.
You're going to use people as guinea pigs.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that is not going to work.
At all.
Not for me.
Yes.
You stupid.
Right.
Yeah, we ain't fuck with that. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. I never thought I would have to ask someone this question.
Yeah.
Has woman ever complained about you knitting fast?
That you don't
knit fast.
They might not have said it, but I'm sure in their head they have. Yeah.
I always thought a woman liked the dude who could kind of go around.
Yeah, you got some that like to get into sex and some that just don't. I don't even understand what they plan at all is, man.
The only time I think I got women so it figured out shit like that happens, I'm like, oh, okay.
We would never see around no damn woman.
Women are wild, man.
Bro, it is like absolutely crazy. I don't even see why people be in relationships because like they'll rather be with some random and have a better time with them than the person that they've been with. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It is so weird. Women are very complex and men are simple.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand. I don't.
Yeah, man. That's like the mystery of life.
It's supposed to be enjoyable.
Yes.
You can't bend me over like this. When are you gonna net? I'm tired of sucking it. Like, what the fuck? Oh my! I mean, what do you enjoy? Oh man! Goodness, yeah. I mean, that's not unusual. That's not unusual at all.
And then shit like that, I have them questioning themselves sometimes. Like, is there something wrong with me?
I mean,
can I? Maybe I should have sex with somebody else just to see what's going to happen.
Hey, all I can say is chemistry and the mutual, you know, thing of being like on the same wavelength. It's weird. Men and women have those problems. It's all in a matter of the right person to get with, you know.
But can't a guy just have a lot of stamina? Can't that just be the case?
Well, you would think that's what they want.
Yeah.
You know.
But then I guess maybe she just nuts fast. So if she nut fast, means you need to nut fast too.
Yeah, there's some women that do that.
Yeah.
You got some women that squirt.
Yep.
Those are the good ones. Because they don't ever want to stop.
Do they not want to stop? I think they maybe want to stop, but it just needs to be within a certain time frame.
I don't know. I think those squirters like to keep doing that because they...
Okay.
Yeah. I know from experience.
But what if they can make themselves squirt?
Oh, like they can. Yeah. All they got to do is what the guy name is... the duck guy, Papa Duck, pat that pussy one time. Yeah, that's what they be doing, patting that pussy one time.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
One good time and it's it. That's it.
Yeah, this definitely has not. yeah. I was going to say it now. Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep that one to myself.
Oh, well.
Yeah, man. I don't know, women are very complex. They it's weird. They vary in so many different attitudes and moves, man. You just can never get them right.
I would say they open my mind up to shit though.
Yeah, because everybody ain't the same.
Like, it's amazing the shit I've never just talking to a woman.
Yeah.
Just the different perspectives and
they'll put you up on game.
Oh yeah, they will. Yeah, they will do that.
That's the good part.
When she really coached you, she will put you up on some shit.
Yeah, that's the good part.
Yeah,
you learn some.
Oh yes, they always have something to teach you.
Uh huh. And you can't go wrong now
at all.
Yeah.
Shout out to women for teaching.
All right.
Gunshot for y'all, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
If all you messed up women out to try and get it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. What else going on, man?
Do we think Trump is leaving the White House? I don't think he's gonna leave the White House.
I think he is. He ain't got no choice.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying they're not gonna get him out, but is he gonna actually leave willingly?
You know what I thought about, man? Like how Biden and Kamala won.
Yeah.
It's weird to me. I kind of thought about this, like, did we make a wrong choice in voting?
You know what? I've only voted twice in my life. And both times I voted, I immediately regretted it.
Yeah, because you see how Biden and it's like it was set up. They are pushing for this vaccine to come out.
Yeah.
And these companies about to strike it big. But then did you notice that Trump wasn't really even pushing the issue of that?
Trump is about stocking all these.
He wasn't even pushing the issue, didn't even wear a mask. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, he don't care about following the rules, no way.
They end up counting this man out after that to push the agenda of Pfizer and Moderna, you think?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Trump even believed there was a virus in the first place. Like, he just didn't
care. This dude is walking around in his own mind. He seriously is.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. I don't think he really even cares. He just wants to count money. He like a big child with a toy.
Yes, no. The country was his toy.
The country was his
toy.
And
they're trying to take from him. He like, no.
No, you can't take my toy.
Yeah.
I can make so much money move while I'm right here.
Yeah.
And you going to take that from me? Okay, I'm going to pardon my family. We ain't done that, though.
Yeah.
This motherfucker stole so much shit. Who even stole so much shit? He's scared.
We're not getting him. I need him out of jail, though.
You know it's bad when you want to pardon your kids.
I know.
Damn, Trump, how much shit you got now? Got a name.
Man.
That you know.
All them niggas, man.
Something ain't right.
And then when you find out how much money all these politicians got.
You see these kids just bought land in Florida. Yeah, somebody heard about that.
Wasn't it like an island?
In Miami, they bought a lot of land.
$36 million.
Dollars worth.
Yeah.
That's why he's trying to pardon them, because the money is stolen, bro. He stole that money from the campaign and gave it to them to go get that land so they can keep it. Him too.
Hey, all the politicians do that.
He probably bought all that land around his resort down there.
Probably.
I'm sorry, he could be mad at himself and his family.
You probably hear about him building something on that land.
His supporters paid him to tell him to pat themselves on the back.
I know, right?
Y'all just gave all y'all money away to this dude.
To a billionaire.
And y'all talking about make America great again. The man you support stole your money and ran off on you. Y'all the plug, dummies.
Oh, they don't care. Trump supporters do not care. They are like a cult.
They are like crazy to just get their money away to this dude. I believe they're going to regret it, bro.
I don't know if they're going to regret it. I really don't.
Man, well, we going to see, because I believe they're going to be mad about this shit. When this man got down there all of Florida.
I know, right? All of Florida.
His family.
You know how much land you gotta have that's gonna be $36 million worth?
I mean, all of Miami. Trump, Florida.
How many kids does Trump got?
I don't know, because they've been naming kids I ain't even heard about. I know it's Dale, Ivanka, Junior.
Yeah, I know it's a junior.
I guess it's them three.
Ain't no telling what y'all got going on, man.
Yeah, but that's weird, though. They just out the blue buying land.
Yeah.
And where do you get that money from, kids?
Facts. And every other day, he's still talking about we won the election.
Pennsylvania, shut him down.
That dude's entertained, though. I'm gonna miss his shenanigans.
Well, he's gonna be able to laugh at nobody no more.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
I wonder what he gonna do. I wonder if he gonna just do something.
Like, can he come? Why is he saying he coming back in 2024?
Because that means he gonna run again.
So he could do that if he haven't served a whole 8-year term.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Anybody can run and give, they have 8 years.
Oh, so he definitely trying to try to come back then.
Oh yeah. And I'm willing to believe he could possibly win it if he come back.
Man, the Republic is gonna shut his ass down. He done made a fool out of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's a fool, just he terrified him for some reason.
This dude terrified the country, man.
Yeah.
And he let Russia all in the business of this country, man. Who is that?
What?
You hear that? I'm about to take that out.
Well, you stupid.
Okay.
Paranoid.
Yeah, I heard some noise back there. Okay, that's way too much. Who am I going to cut that out?
He messing up production, y'all.
Yeah.
He paranoid in the studio.
Yeah. But, man, this dude is, I mean, they got to bring him up on charges, man.
I feel like that's the real reason why he don't want to go, because he's like, as soon as you get up out of there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, can you? I'm pretty sure it's a process kind of law to protect the president from going to jail, even when they're out of office. I feel like it's something will protect them.
Yeah.
Like they be having all these laws and shit to protect the cops.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. He might be trying to come up with some shit to protect himself, because you know they probably could put him in jail when he gets out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, they serious about it.
Yeah. 7th Streeter has tested positive for COVID-19. Hmm. But she's in good spirits, though.
See, Jeremiah finally got out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jeremiah, man.
Yeah.
Because he was doing bad.
Yeah, I was about to say, he must have been down really bad.
Yeah, he was in ICU and everything. So shout out to him for finally making it out. And we have a phone call. Let's see who it is. Hello.
You know how this network discontinued Channel 5, right?
It is Nick Weaver. Welcome to the podcast,
Nick,
y'all.
Nick.
What's going on?
We podding and you podding.
oh, y'all done started?
Yeah,
man.
Oh, okay then. I was calling the bullshit with y'all. I ain't know y'all had been started. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all.
No, you haven't interrupted at all. You own.
Good. Calm bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't calling to be on. I was calling to exchange a few pleasantries, but.
Okay, personal stuff.
No. Just like literally nonsense stuff. Oh. You know, stuff that we could go the rest of our lives without talking about.
Only Nick.
Only Nick. No, you know, I told Hoogla Bandana, you know, that this network discontinued Channel 5.
Yeah.
You know how old people are with their soap operas. They got to have Channel 5.
Yeah, they got to have their Young and the Restless and all that other shit.
Yeah. Been trying to get antenna to work. That's why I wasn't able to come on when you called me to come on or when you texted me.
Yeah.
Well, Mama got you trying to fix the TV?
Yeah. She went to Walmart trying to bought a thing, an antenna.
Oh, okay. Did it work out?
Yeah, I got it working. Oh. Y'all recording off the computer or off the phone?
Off the computer.
Oh, so you've been waiting on me to come on Zoom too, huh?
Yeah, whenever you ready, we here.
You got two headphones?
Do I? Nope.
Are you using your blue headed mic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know, if I come on Zoom, y'all not gonna be able to hear me. Remember, you gotta plug up you gotta plug up earphones to your blue headed mic to be able to hear me.
I got Zoom on my phone.
You got a pair of headphones with you, T Rock?
Sure do.
Plug in headphones?
Yeah.
Most of you still know where your splitter's at, like you bought, like I did?
It is right here.
You got a pair of plug-in headphones?
Not. Nope, not the fit. I gave them tear, them ones. I gave them ones a tear with the
Oh, okay.
What? What you need?
The Zoom call ain't gonna work with us.
Why not?
But hopefully y'all got it, man. This is like y'all fourth time pod and had released not now episode. Matter of fact, it's like y'all fifth time pod and then it released now episode.
Ain't even no five times.
It's been like once.
I know this is the third time for sure. I know that.
This is only the second time. I've been here. The
third time.
Second.
Y'all recorded one time down the road.
Down well, down here. That's one.
Anyway, I got the proof in my phone. I can send y'all.
Well, send it to me. I want to hear the hell I was talking about not here.
I heard
this. I'm a ghost.
No, I just like y'all got it covered. You know, I have a thing to come up anyway.
What you got coming up, Nick?
Nick don't need.
Trying to get this antenna shit working.
You know, it'll be working.
I got it going, but not all the way going. You know, how you got to find that right sweet spot for it to come in clear.
You still gonna be in the podcast?
I got to do that.
But the way Nick said that, gotta hit the right sweet spot. Make it come in clear.
You trying to push it on in, ain't it, Nick?
Hey, and while I'm on air, I'm gonna take advantage of this. This episode is brought to you in part by Nicky Podcast Preparations Incorporated. Let me say that again because I fucked up. Nicky. Hold on, I still fucked up. What is it? I don't even know the name of my own company. That's fucked up, bro.
You messing up
the plug in my podcast.
This episode is sponsored by Nicky Podcast Preparations Incorporated. If you need a podcast consultant or podcast manager to help you get more downloads, more plays, more recognition, more followers, sponsors, high caliber guests mentioned in newsletters, magazines, and more, holla at me on Instagram at Nicky, the letter P, I-N-C. That's Nicky, P-P-I-N-C.
Nicky, P-P-I-N-C.
Y'all heard that? Y'all hit Nick up, man. If y'all want to get y'all podcast game up and popping, he doing it. We got five clients now.
Five clients now at 100 folks a month.
That's what.
Woo!
That's an extra 500 coming in every month, man. I damn sure need it.
Get them, Nick.
Get them.
Yeah, I try, man. I try. Trying to get real, aka Truth, to be my sixth client. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we could be get up in there when we get more consistent.
Yeah. Cause we be doing stuff like this.
What's been going on?
But hey, they still listen.
What's going on in the pop culture trending topic, current events, celebrity news world, man? I've been too busy to keep up with Baller Alert.
Same bullshit as always.
Right.
More rappers getting shot and going to jail.
Yeah. A young guy from Ohio was shot and killed with food in his hand. They shot him in the back and killed him.
Did they take the food?
They targeted the wrong guy.
Damn. Man, you shouldn't be kidding nobody, but if you're gonna kill somebody, you might want to make sure it's the right person.
Yeah.
I got that.
That's for sure.
This dude got killed for somebody else.
That's fucked up.
Totally innocent.
That's crazy.
In front of his folks.
Damn. Like kids?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That kind of dampened the mood.
They'll be back to protesting and passing around Corona.
Charlamagne the God signed a 5-year extension with iHeartRadio.
Yeah, everybody didn't think he was going to resign. I kind of didn't think he would resign, but he...
Somebody called Joe and tell him.
I'm sure Looney, he knows.
Luciana has been tweeting back and forth with Charlamagne about his podcast joining the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Okay, then.
Like I submitted Real AKA Truth to him the other day. Had heard nothing back.
Well, I wonder.
I'm sure he gets submissions every damn day.
I wonder.
The Metal World Peace.
Metal PFL World
through. How is your net worth going to be $35 million and yet you want a podcast company to work for you for free? Get the fuck out my fucking feet.
Charlamagne don't even own his.
No wonder you he used to get his ass whooped all the time. Dumb people like that deserve to get their ass whooped.
Is he the one?
You might not want me on the podcast. I say shit that gets it deleted.
Nigga, all the shit we say on this podcast, if they do it, then we been doing good then.
I saw that. What you do?
I got my conspiracy theory bag, man.
What it was?
It was about 9/11.
Oh, they ain't like that, huh?
No, they said it was for my safety.
For your safety.
He must have said a lot of cuss words and bombs and stuff.
It ain't. I pretty much for the most part blame 9/11 all on President Bush.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people probably did. I mean, but I guess you say it out loud though.
Yeah.
And they cut you for that?
Yeah, they were basically saying like they didn't want. In a nutshell, you know, the bitch said they didn't want like a
somebody to come deal, kill you.
a real deal blue blooded American, you know.
Getting killed.
Yeah, to cause harm to me, saying that the government was the reason 9/11 happened.
Oh, the CIA finna look for you now.
And now, oh shit, I said about the CIA. I said on that same episode, I said the CIA had a JFK killed.
Well, that's probably why they deleted you. Because you were probably telling the truth.
That's why they got rid of.
They were connected with the mob. Oh, shoot.
And Agnes Jones can probably prove all that shit.
Yeah. The History Channel basically tells you that.
Yeah.
Infowars.com.
Did this nigga just plug source?
I know, right?
Oh, y'all talking about Alex Jones. That's his website, Infowars.com.
I know. He plugged the source. Tell everybody where to go to find out.
Nigga snuck on another podcast and doing it again.
Alex Jones banned me from his website, remember?
Who? He banned you from his?
Yeah, you don't remember I sent you the screenshot?
I don't remember. How long ago that was?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
This about to get real fun right now. No.
So why he ban you for doing what he do? Yeah. Oh, shit, I think I hung up on
him. Dang, call back, damn it.
Yeah, call back.
Oh, this is about to get good.
I know, right? I
can't say somebody else.
Only they can do that, though.
This dude crazy.
They do know how to push buttons like nobody I've ever met in my life.
They don't even be meaning to. Oh, that dude like Dennis the Menace on podcast.
What? That didn't mean his new podcast name, The Menace. Look at podcast The Menace.
That's way too funny. Oh my god, this dude got deleted for talking about Bush.
Then he a Native American.
Oh man, this dude just came out and said the CIA killed him. No, this shit going through the LCC.
Nigga's wild, man.
Oh my lord. I wonder how the hell they get around that shit, man, when those folks be doing no conspiracy theory thing. How do they get around that?
Shit, well, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be freedom of speech. Shit, I mean,
well, you can say fuck the police.
And you know, when that first started happening, they're like, nah, you can't be saying that, nigga.
That's where that CB4 shit come from.
I know.
Straight out of, what it is, low cash.
Cash, man.
Oh, man, that's running. Mm-mm-mm. Oh man, this dude's crazy. What the hell made him talk about that? And then he checked about that type of shit first.
You know, Nick like to push buttons.
Oh, that dude be saying some crazy stuff.
They don't give a shit.
No, I don't think he do.
At all.
One thing I
did want to tell him though, he didn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I know he would say it all. He had Metta World Peace trying to get a deal.
Yeah. For him?
Yeah, to he would produce his podcast.
Yeah.
And but he didn't want to pay for it.
What?
And I was thinking, I mean, I get you want to get your money, but opportunities like that don't come around too often.
He should have did it for free, huh?
I feel like he should have.
I think he should have did it too.
Because I know Charlamagne the guy said this. He was telling about how when he first started working for Wendy Williams, she didn't pay him for it.
Right.
But he was like, sometimes you got to recognize the opportunity when there's not a paycheck attached to it.
Right. That's true. Because you're giving yourself free marketing for somebody else to come pay you lots of money.
And think about this. Out of all the companies in the world, somebody like Metta World Peace can be doing a podcast where he found you.
Yeah.
From way Fairford, Alabama. He found you.
In the middle of no damn well.
And while you may not be getting money for it, one thing you can say is, I have a podcast with Metta World Peace. He can
resume that shit.
Resume.
Yeah. He can resume.
You can say that shit.
Yeah.
Ain't too many people can say that. And then right there is opportunity, just the fact that you can say that.
Yeah, and that's, I'm talking about professional shit right now. Yes. That will get you in doors that you never thought you can get in right there.
Yes, you know, and you got to think about it. Everybody who's successful, they probably had to start off doing some bullshit for free.
Yeah.
But they saw the opportunity where it could take them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it's one thing I want to talk to him about, but like I said, here. But if he come back, if he call back, I'll tell him again. But
yeah, we're going to hell with that one.
Yeah, because that's quite the opportunity.
Yeah.
Even though you ain't getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what I finna say about I finna say something about Charlamagne. Yeah, like he was saying, he got his 5-year deal with the Breakfast Club again. He gonna stay there for another 5 years.
Okay.
And of course, they say it was very lucrative, which means they upped his pay. So, damn, he got.
I can imagine they did because he is most viewed.
Yeah.
I would say the most controversial.
I know they said something about giving him another show he could be able to do.
Yeah.
Then they helping him with the podcast company. So, so he getting that bank.
Yeah.
So shout out to Charlamagne, man.
I didn't know the dude was a millionaire.
You know what? Everybody said they never knew he was a millionaire.
I didn't. I really didn't. Yeah.
Like everybody felt like he was broke as hell.
Well, I didn't feel like he was broke. I just didn't know he had that amount, you know.
I mean, don't.
Extensive amount of money.
I mean, on that platform, you know, they're going to pay you.
Right? Yeah. Now, I would think envy because. Envy has a lot more going on than Charlamagne, I thought at first.
I mean, I know Envy, he DJs and...
Right.
He does that's the, basically, real estate and all that shit.
Yeah. Man. Well, he could tax. He could charge about $50,000, $100,000 a night, the DJ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Easy.
I mean, he probably getting more money from that than from the...
From the Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
maybe. Right. Yeah, because he can do what he wants.
Yeah. But like them YouTube interviews, you know, people tune in to see Charlamagne, though.
Right. That's true.
And then I know they get bonuses and shit from views and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they want to see him act a fool.
You know, Angela, she got her podcast on the side and.
Oh, I love her podcast.
All the other hosts and shit she do.
Yeah.
So they all. Getting back.
I wonder how her podcast working out now because I'm sure it's slowed down.
She still does it. She zooms all the episodes now, but she still does it.
Yeah, that was a great idea for her to do.
Yeah, I like her podcast too.
Yeah, that just lets you know where her mind is.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing is she the first one with a podcast out of all of them.
Yep.
She had a podcast shit years ago.
Yeah, she having some good guests on there too.
Oh yes, she got some big time people on there.
Yeah, she's a big networker.
Oh yeah, well you know she's the more politically correct person out of them. So
right,
and she works with the neighbors and shit. So yeah,
she's a nice one.
Yeah, she's a nice one. She ain't gonna give nobody no trouble.
Especially Gucci. You tell DJ Emmy when I see him, I'ma slap the shit out of him.
I still want to see him come up there just to see what's gonna happen. I think it'll be peace though, but he gone.
Is y'all finished or y'all done?
Yeah, I know, right?
You gonna put some speck on my name.
Burr.
Burr. East Atlanta Santa.
He don't put out music like he used to for real no more.
Well, I wouldn't think he had to, man. He got artists, man. He sure.
Yeah.
I think he was just doing it because he wanted to do it.
Yeah, but you man, he used to put out music like every other month. Oh, that nigga dropping mixtapes and albums.
Yeah.
But I forgot he finna have a baby and shit.
Oh,
that,
oh so. He is?
Yeah, no, Keisha, she pregnant again.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she not said him a while ago.
Huh. Interesting.
I mean, not for
real. Baby bird.
The Gucci having the kids at all?
No. I don't think so. He can't. How reckless he was living.
Yeah, I mean, no reckless niggas have kids. Reckless niggas, you'd have the most kids. I mean, when you sit back and think about it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, this is the perfect time for him to have a child with the headspace he in right now. Cause,
yeah, I hope he calmed down.
Back then? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. You heard what Jesus said, nigga, retarded. I'll try. It was another dude. No, not Jesus didn't say. Well, Jesus did say that, but it was a dude that be around him all the time said it. He was like, the dude is he mentally retarded.
That's fucked up.
He was dead serious. No. He was dead serious, man. Unbelievable. He like, the dude don't take his medicine and he end up going tripping and stuff like that. It's just, and then on top of the drugs, stuff he was doing, dude paranoid and all that before he went to prison, man.
I'm sure he was. PTSD, all of it.
Oh, yeah.
So he slept
in the studio for about 2 weeks hiding from somebody.
Damn.
Because he didn't rob so many folks. The dude is crazy, man. He was on some real snake shit. It's just a wonder ain't nobody came back and hit him.
I mean, I'm sure people want to, but.
Yeah.
You know, some niggas on their net beef go.
Well.
But thank God he changed his life and got to where he at now.
Them be the times.
Shout out to Gucci and Jeezy, man.
Yeah.
Them boys came a long way.
They sure did.
I think the only other hip hop beef that's the really left is 50 and Ja. If that one get out the way, it'll be like.
Oh, they never squash that shit.
I think Ja would be open to it.
I think Ja would, but 50 is just going to. Fuck around and say yeah, and then turn around
like, what up,
and renege on the shit and the verses and start making fun of them again. And Ja Rule and Eric Gardner just gonna be sitting out like this. 50 gonna pull a psych, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
They been trying to get it to happen, Ja open to it, but 50 like, I ain't.
Too much, I guess.
But then I say, man, somebody he tried to have me killed, so
yeah.
It's fuck you forever.
Smoking on Curtis Jackson. Yeah.
But I would like to think someday, man, they can let it go, but you know, 50 is 50 though.
Yeah. I don't think 50 ever let that shit go. I'm sorry. That is gonna be something that's gonna be a real big pump.
Yeah, that's true. 50, like,
yeah.
50, like, he don't even fuck with his son. Yeah. Or his kids.
That's fucked up, dude.
I know, right?
Nigga ain't got love for his son. The fuck you think Fucking
go through till down the motherfucker. I know, right? I will say this about 50, he consistent. Who he is and who he is.
That motherfucker gonna get in that, and I'm telling you, and just gonna start making fun of Jabba. It's gonna be funny, man.
They will be funny to see.
Yeah.
They'll be bigger than Gucci and Jeezy.
Like Dave Chappelle. Remember that skit what Dave Chappelle did with that girl? He was like, you know what? I think we could do it over again. He said, I want you to meet me at the airstrip about 2 o'clock. This nigga stepped by the side of the plane. His wife and kids stepped by. He was like, psych! Oh, you motherfucker. Bye, bitch. Close down shit, though. The girl just standing there. That's a lot of shit. Oh, that dude told the girl, yeah, we're going to build again. Go get back again. She gets to the fucking private jet like, psych, bitch.
They fucked up, though.
Dave Chappelle is stupid. He is stupid, man.
I love Dave Chappelle, man. Dave is a goat, man.
That dude's stupid, man.
We got to call Dave Chappelle the greatest comedian of all time.
Oh, I promise you, I will put him over any comedian ever.
Facts.
Ever.
Dave Chappelle, the truth, man.
Yes, he is. That dude got some crazy ass. That dude is fucked. He fired, man.
And he's smart as hell.
Yeah.
And he do this shit completely his way.
I'm talking about it. It just comes to him naturally.
I know. I feel like he never just gets on stage sometimes, just comes out the head and just
talk. And just talk.
That nigga ain't wrote shit down.
Nothing.
It's just shit down. That nigga, I am funny all the time.
Yeah.
I ain't got to rehearse. I ain't got to do shit, but to get on stage and talk. Just give me a mic.
Yeah, I promise you, he got to be the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real. Yeah.
Especially with the nasty special he did all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Back to back.
The sticks and stones and all that shit.
Oh, I know sticks and stones.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude kept talking about OJ.
Oh, yeah. The second time I met OJ.
Like, nigga, everybody in here know you a murderer.
Yeah.
Like, everybody give OJ that look.
No, his sister saying, Dave, I can't believe you shook his hand. Sure.
Yeah, he
with
did.
All due respect, that murder ran for 11,000 yards. So, give a shit. The girl didn't fit, bitch. Sorry.
Oh man, dude.
Did you believe OJ did it way back in the day? Or did you even care?
Well, no, I cared because we was watching this shit in school.
I know everybody was watching that shit.
I'm trying to think. What did I feel back then?
You feel like know the crazy shit about it? We didn't give a shit. We were like, if you got to prove it though, y'all got to prove it.
Y'all like, and we were like, I hope OJ get out, but the whole time we think this nigga did this shit.
Yeah, but we don't care.
That's low down, it dude. Is. This woman lost her life.
Yes,
and the kids lost their mama.
And we was like, okay. And you know what? All that's because of how the country has treated us. We were just like, listen, man.
Yep. You gonna go make me watch OJ versus
that show on
the people on Hulu.
That's a good show. That was a good show. That was good.
That was. And they had people in there portraying Kim, Chloe, and Courtney and Rob.
Everybody.
Yeah,
that was a good show though.
Definitely was. That was really good.
I wouldn't mind watching it again.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it tonight.
I just got to watching The Undoing on HBO. It was good.
Yeah. What is that about?
This this girl gets killed and it's interesting. The police kind of suspect the wife did it. But then the husband really did it, but they have to prove he did it. And he's trying to blame it on the wife, and even at one point, even the son.
It's a movie.
It's a series. It's like six episodes.
Okay.
But it's good though.
Yeah. Well, power back on.
I still ain't got through season one yet.
Oh, what? Okay. Man, you mess around and binge watch all them seasons, man. You gonna be hooked and you gonna be mad.
Oh, I know. I'm sure.
You're gonna be mad that you got a hook, buddy.
Yeah. It's not a show I gotta go back and watch.
Yeah. But
so what how did season one end?
Dude, I couldn't even tell you, man.
I think man,
it's like it's this we on season six now.
No, I'm talking about the new power.
Okay. It ended with them saying that you know Ghost was killed, but I don't think he dead.
So he said, "How'd they get back talking about Ghost again?"
Because the name of it is Power Book Ghost.
I thought they was focusing on getting Tasha out of jail.
Well, they are focusing. Tasha finna get out of jail. They finna try to put Tyreek in now.
Oh, what? Well, don't tell.
Because he killed the dirty cop that killed his sister.
Oh, thank God. And the last episode I saw was he had just kind of met the man to being a lawyer. This last episode I saw.
That was episode.
I think it was like maybe two or three.
Yeah. But you should hit him.
How many episodes in the first season?
You mean the season now?
Yeah.
It was five episodes. So far.
Okay.
And now we're going on the second episode it's continuing from that, from this last season.
Yeah.
But I guess when all this stuff happened, when a dude got killed on set, they stopped taping.
Okay.
You know, they had to wrap up, you know, the episode. So we're going on number two this weekend from, you know, the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think it's about three.
I'm ready for P-Valley to come back too.
Oh, man. That's why I asked last night. I'm so ready.
I've been seeing, like, look. I be scrolling, I see.
Right, they got it all over Facebook.
So I'm like, must be finna come back.
Ever since I put Bridget on it, she hooked.
Yeah.
She cannot stop watching it.
Yeah, man, Chantel, sit there and binge watch it one weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even remember how the first season ended. Oh, yeah, they had just got the
Murder Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Riz.
And they got the They got the building back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be
It ain't gonna be too far for them to go though. I mean, I'm sure they figure out something.
I'm trying to figure out how would they even come back and make that show exciting.
That's what I'm saying. I don't,
because like it seems like they done.
I don't know where they could go with it.
Which way they can go with that?
But that's what they got writers for. So.
Because Autumn, she haven't went anywhere. Well, she said she was leaving.
Mm-hmm. She was still there.
Right.
Then the boyfriend, did he die? Yeah, did he die?
Who was one?
The dude that came back.
I don't think he died.
Okay.
Or did he?
I can't remember if he died or not.
I can't either.
But yeah, but like other than that, I don't know where they could really go with it.
I wonder who got him anyway, though.
You remember they was in the club all wrestling, right?
I'm gonna have to go back and look at the last episode.
I know, cause I don't even remember what.
Yeah, I'm gonna check the last episode.
But wasn't they at a funeral though at the end?
No, that was on Power. That was at Ghost Funeral.
No, I'm talking about Pete Vatter. What they?
What funeral they was at?
They was at a church something though, right?
Right. Mercedes' mama spent her money to get that church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and look at that.
I had to watch for it. For real. Yeah. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
That's what sucks about having these breaks in these shows. Like
right.
That.
You remember, forget what was going on.
Go back and binge watch again right. Before it come back on.
Yep.
What else I want to watch? What's anything else I want to get into for real?
Right. I'm about to go get something to eat. I thought we should do that one over.
What over? Talking about what?
This old cast.
Oh, no, it's all good.
Oh, okay.
What else going on? The Supreme Court has rejected GOP efforts to overturn Biden's Pennsylvania win.
I told you.
Dude, you know that's going to drive this world crazy if they. I had to say we got to redo the election or some shit like that.
Man, no way. No way. Them judges shutting Trump down. They ain't even entertaining what he's talking about, man. I think the only place he is maybe Wisconsin. And they not even studying his ass, man. They really not studying him for real. At all.
Well, like I said, I ain't going to say it's over till he has to walk out the house.
Well, he getting the fuck out of there.
We gonna see.
He definitely leaving.
Cause this whole year has been never before seen shit in all history.
This is the first for every fucking thing.
Everything.
A pandemic, the election, really, really bad police killings on black people, man. Just
wait, that's
this whole thing, storms.
Yeah,
this is the highest active season in history.
Yeah,
of storms, man, and it's gonna get worse.
Oh yeah, I believe it's gonna get worse.
Yeah,
everybody waiting on 2021 to come. Like, oh, look, I should be so excited about it.
Yep, because it ain't no telling what that year has to hold, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
But one thing y'all better have got some idea is growth, yeah. And just expect the unexpected.
I got my license back. I'm about to get a car. Nigga!
How long your license been gone?
3 years. I could have been when I got them.
Yeah, I know what you told me. What you paid and everything. I was like, oh.
I was like, I ain't have to pay.
Didn't even have to pay.
No. I had to pay the little $40 to get my
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But I ain't have to pay all that, man. I called them people back again today. So I mean, shit. They know he was suspended the month. So good kudos to their ass.
All that damn time.
All that time. I could have went and got my shit the next day. Right. Yeah.
Like they say, asking you will receive.
You will receive.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What kind of car you going
to
get?
I don't know, bro. I'm going to get something, man. I can't wait though, because I have my own transportation again, man. Back again.
Gonna be out everywhere for no reason.
I will not. I promise you, I will not.
We shall see.
Well, for one thing, I can't really see at night, so I ain't trying to drive, period. Just to know I can't go where I need to go. It makes a whole difference for me, though.
Why you won't get no glass? Because you be struggling.
Me and Don been supposed to go get some glasses for the longest, man. I got a Medicaid card. I could just go out to Tillman's Corner. One day when you get off, maybe we can go, because I think they don't close at 7 o'clock at Tillman's Corner. And they accept Medicaid.
I know a lot of people that have, like, eyesight problems, they don't ever want to get it fixed. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason.
I know glasses is really irritable. They aggravate me.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know nothing about that.
I have to be a geek with a little string on me. Good to work. I won't never have the fuckers on. Maybe at night times and shit. And I pull them bitches down, still trying to see. All that type of bullshit.
Yeah. I heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thing that's going on, get up out of here.
Man, it's been real, man.
Yes, we back, y'all. It's all for the delay, but it just been... Life been going on. I'm just going to say that. Life has been going on.
I want to give y'all some.
Yeah, man. We're going to try to be more consistent with this, man.
Yeah.
But we back. We up out of here, man. Maybe it'll be all three of us next time, but we up out of here.
That's right.
Okay, so yes. Monique did win her lawsuit.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Well, congrats to Monique.
Monique. The Parkers.
We're the Parkers. Her most famed role.
And Precious. Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Was she in there too?
Yeah. Okay. She played their cousin.
Okay, she plays everybody's cousin in every damn movie she in.
Right.
Y'all know what that is? Y'all hear that?
I ain't no bird in here.
Virgil's getting ready to start, y'all.
Yeah, about to jump, about to jump.
I can't wait for that.
About to jump, about to jump.
See, y'all getting shit live from the podcast, man. What else going on in the world besides Virgil's going on? What do you think about dating people who have the same beliefs as you do, or not believe, or not the same beliefs as you do? Is that wise?
What is it?
To date someone who doesn't necessarily have all the same beliefs as you do.
I don't think it's wise. If you want to argue every day. I'm telling you. Yeah. That is not why.
What if they're really two good people, but they just don't agree on a lot of things?
That doesn't work. No. I mean, to be honest, it just doesn't. Because nobody that's together can argue like that. It's not spiritually or mentally okay for that.
Well, I know spiritually can be really bad spiritually.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like...
They say you got to be equally yoked.
Love is the... I mean, if you love somebody, you're not going to be so... You're going to be understanding, you know, what I'm trying to get at. You can't say you love each other and be okay. You can't say you love each other but you argue all day because you gotta compromise with each other.
Compromise is important.
Compromise is very important. And if you can't compromise, then there is no need. Two people love each other, there is not supposed to be arguments, disagreements, but yelling matches and attitudes, Nah, that's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's just point blank what it is. And you cannot come together under those things. I mean, at all, because who is gonna feel good? And you know, who is gonna benefit from that? Like, you can't be somewhere you're not happy.
That is very true.
So why even play the game?
Well, they love each other. Is it worth? They're willing to compromise.
If they're willing to compromise, hey. But like, I don't want to hear no arguing.
Yeah, I don't want to hear arguing either.
No.
I don't want to hear
it. No, I don't want to hear no arguing. No. Okay, we're gonna disagree. We're gonna disagree.
Well, I think all couples at some point disagree, which is fine.
Yeah,
which is normal.
Arguing? No.
Yeah.
That's no for me, dog.
Yeah, I don't like to argue either.
No, it's just too old for that.
But the nerve is there, just disagreeing on a lot of things, which is not really big things, but it's just things.
Well, if that's gonna drive those two people, I mean, to not be satisfied in a relationship, what's the point?
That's a good point.
That's a damn good point. And now, if you love each other, then you'll be able to see a median.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you just gonna yell at each other? You're gonna do the silent treatment, right? y'all not gonna talk. Not gonna sleep in the same bed together because you're mad. So you can't compromise. So you telling me you gonna stay mad at me, not talk to me, leave out the house, go wherever you want to go. Don't tell me nothing. Don't let me know. We don't do the same things together. So it's just you in your own world, I'm in my own world.
Like, all right.
We got two kids right here. No, let me stop. But no, for real. Get out your feelings, nigga. But for real.
Boy, boo.
But no.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you are a very friendly person.
Yeah.
How did your wife feel about you being a very friendly person?
Oh, you said, ha ha, keep in with that bitch. I do that with everybody, men and women. You know what I mean? Like, so you telling me God told you to keep your mouth closed and don't be...
Yeah, don't make friends.
And don't make friends. Don't so love the world. Boy, Jesus died for you. You don't get your ass... Go pray some more.
Okay, but her argument is, if I'm your wife and I'm your everything, I should be enough for you. What do you say to that?
You are enough for me, baby. But I just cannot close my mind and close my mouth to the world.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
So I'm supposed to walk around and be humbuggish with, or don't say nothing. Somebody speak to me. Don't say nothing. Hey, keep going. What kind of joy does that bring to you when God wake you up every morning? You don't supposed to bring joy to somebody else to make the atmosphere feel good to be in? What the? What? yeah. But, I mean, I couldn't explain it. But, I mean, I don't know. Was this saying hypothetically? or do I suppose to just talk about my situation now? I mean,
Is it okay to say?
You fine? I say I've gone through it. I just say I've gone through it.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying like. I'm talking about my situation. Like we are right now.
I'm just asking your opinion on what you've been through.
Right. Well, I mean, we are good now. Because I was just about to just you know just speak name wise or whatever. But I mean, we okay now. You know what I'm saying? I just have to grow up myself. You know, and in time, you know, we've grown. So. I mean, stopping from consuming alcohol was one of the biggest things that I needed to do. And we still, you know, possibly, you know, could have, you know, been okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, who knows? That time has came. And went, but I don't know for the future because I do love her. I mean, I'm not scared to say it to her. In fact, I have, and I'm not scared to tell her boyfriend that I love her. I mean, you just can't throw that away like that.
I know it's just hard to throw it away, but they want you to throw it away. Your new person will want you to throw it away.
Well, that's a different.
Me and
mine are married, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's like.
Well, when you were married, how did she feel about you still being cool with exes?
She didn't like that at all. In fact, that's something that that I shouldn't do as a married man, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get that twisted at all. Now, it could make somebody feel a certain way because, like, they don't know what that person is doing with their ex,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking to them on the phone or being around them or whatever.
Well, I ain't saying you're going to be around them, just communicating with them.
Well, that leads into being around them, even if y'all are not sexually, you know, active with each other,
mm-hmm.
because y'all were once, and that can make the person that you with feel, you know, heartbroken or even just like, why would you even be around this person if? If me and you are together, because I can't say you, but the average person wouldn't want their significant other around their ex or even communicating with them.
Yeah, that's understandable.
You know, and that's not a bad way to feel. That's actually a compliment to the person that is, you know, has that relationship with their ex. Because that person, your significant other, is saying, look, I love you. You know, I don't like, just don't do that to me because I don't know the, like, what possibly may happen. Like, it's like, I would not definitely want that.
Oh yeah.
Because like I'm not jealous or insecure anymore because I was at one point. Like that could really hurt somebody's feelings.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, big time.
And like it has hurt my feelings. And I don't know how to be calm. I wouldn't say calm. I wouldn't know how to like actually. What's the word I'm looking for? My composure. I wouldn't know how to hold my composure.
Yeah,
I may come off nervous, like I'm not enough, or feel like dang, she playing me.
Yeah.
You know, right in my face. You know what I'm saying? Like just to even know that, like, it just, you know, feels crazy. But in my situation now, we have no choice. Well, he has no choice. Mm-hmm. He can feel all the insecure that he wants to. Not saying anything bad, you know, towards him, but we have kids together. Mm-hmm. You knew I loved this lady before you got with her. You knew that we were married before you got with her, or when you got with her, she told you that we were still married. Mm-hmm. I used to have animosity for him and her because, like, y'all worked together. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I'm cool with it now. And, you know, like, I don't have any ill feelings towards him or her at this point right now. I mean, like, it is what it is, and that's how people have to grow up. But being in a relationship with, you know, somebody, and like y'all not married or whatever, and that's kind of harsh to have to, you know, see that either party is dealing with their ex. It's hurtful. I mean, it's very hurtful for the most part. But I mean, I don't know how he feels about it. But I had a talk with him. I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to step on his toes, you know, at all.
What if she's not an ex? What if she's just a really good friend, but y'all had sex before?
I mean, there too, anything can happen. It's still hard pills to swallow. But I can tell you this, and I learned from experience. If you're going to do something that you're not able to share with your significant other, then don't do it.
That's very good advice.
Yeah, don't do it at all. Don't do it at all. But if you're going to keep it real, you know, don't hide anything. That's all I can say for the both of those parties. Just, you know, be honest with each other. I mean, it's the best thing.
Every time.
Yeah, it's the best thing. Had I, you know, just did that, you know, but then again, hey, you, I don't know. Then again, my situation, it's hard because you can never tell how a person will accept information. And how they react to that information, because you either have a mature adult that's going to react with their own morals in, you know, at hand,
yeah,
to say, I'm better than that. I'm not going to disrespect myself and go and do anything just out of sheer emotion. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the best thing is just to be honest, man. Yeah, man. It's been a long time since I felt like I don't have alcohol in my system, and I'm really overjoyed. I don't even feel bored anymore. Like, stuff is making so much sense to me now that I would never even care about if I was drunk. Man, fuck that. Go yeah. Go ahead, do what you want to do. Fuck everybody. Bring them too. But man, yeah, man, you just have to be honest, man. Like I'm talking in the air, and like, this really me saying this?
Hey, man. Maturity.
Yeah, maturity.
And growth.
And growth, man.
And a sober mind.
And a sober mind. I still had my fun when I was drunk.
$950,000 up there already.
And they still ain't hit the stage.
They ain't hit the stage yet.
Oh, it's gonna start at 8. It's gonna be, ooh, 950. Yes, yes. Let me see. I was just on YouTube. I'm trying to see what it looked like on YouTube.
Well, that was on Instagram Live.
I do have Instagram. Instagram, watching Instagram Live is better, ain't it? What'd you say?
That's what I always watch it on, most of.
It's 123,000 on YouTube.
Yeah, Instagram, hey, it's all damn near a million up in there.
Let me go to Instagram. Insta Shinster. And so how do I get to it on Instagram? Because I can go.
You got to have an Instagram account.
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, are you friends with the Versus TV? Follow Versus TV.
Okay. And you just search them?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I like this Instagram. It's better than Facebook. Guess who I found?
Who?
Beverly.
I know you finna say that.
She don't even know I can view her shit because she forgot. She followed me.
Oh, shit.
Beverly. said that. Oh, you spell out, Versus TV?
Yeah.
Let's go follow them now. Hey, them now. All right, okay, where we at? So where you go to after that?
It should be right there.
Right? Oh, right there?
No, he... they're not live right now? They should be live right now. Are you following the right? Let me see. You might not be following the right one.
This one right here, Versus TV.
That's it? You ain't following. Hit follow.
I thought I hit follow.
Okay, now you follow.
Oh.
No. It should be live right now. Well, that's the store.
Huh?
Go back to your, go to your main page.
Okay. What, to mine? Hey, yeah. You know how to operate it. We just doing stuff on the...
We finna go. We finna watch Versus.
Yeah, we watching Versus, man. Hey, y'all, love y'all. One yes. Love, one life.
We're AKA True Podcast. You we up out of here.
Bye, y'all. We
love y'all.
Yeah, love y'all. We
excited. Yeah, we'll be back, though.
Let's get it.